Sometimes a little creativity can save an entire business.
Ooh,
it's Brooke
I like
and Jeffrey
it.
In the morning. And it's no secret, restaurants have been hit harder than any other industry during the pandemic.
Oh my gosh. And they have gotten creative.
Yeah. And when you find out that your favorite Mexican restaurant is struggling to stay afloat, you start to wonder, what can I do to save them?
I know, because seriously, without them, why am I even living?
Right.
Honestly.
You start thinking, how many Cadillac margaritas and oyster tacos do I need to order to keep this place in business?
Yeah.
Your favorite place does oyster tacos.
I'm just using it as an example.
Interesting.
I'm starting to smell really weird. Can I stay afloat yet? But recently, one popular restaurant from my hometown, Chatsworth, California, was starting to feel the financial strain. The Los Toros restaurant.
Do you know this place?
Yep.
You do?
I used to go there all the time with my family.
Nice.
It's been a staple of the local community there for over 50 years.
Wow. Okay, so you had a birthday party or two?
Definitely. They have the mariachi bands.
Yes.
They have that
so
weird
cool.
tile fountain in the middle of the restaurant.
Yeah, I love those.
Tell me they got the deep fried ice cream.
They have everything. Uh-huh. They definitely do deep fried ice cream. But they've been struggling lately, and one guy came up with a creative solution to help him out. His name's Hunter Ray Barker. He was a local stuntman in California. And to help generate more attention for one of his favorite restaurants, Hunter decided to do a PR stunt where he'd sit in an inflatable pool of bean dip outside in the parking lot for 24 straight hours.
Oh my gosh. How does that help?
I mean, I could have picked a more appetizing stunt.
Yeah, why don't you go with the guacamole?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, yeah, yum. Sitting there with some chips.
Just the color of bean dip alone.
Yeah.
That much of it.
Someone driving by is like, I hope that's bean dip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This guy. Brown, why do they put him in the parking
pool
lot?
Pool of brown liquid. He said, quote, we have a golden opportunity to grab the bull by the horns and support local businesses in a big, explosive way. So why not?
Mm, okay.
Okay, that's optimistic.
Do you think that anyone else came up and said, I'll get what he got?
Yeah.
Or they just come up with a chip and go, hey, can you move your leg?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Apparently, when Hunter first pitched his idea to the owner of the restaurant, the owner said, quote, are you sure?
Yeah, kind of confusing.
You really sure you want to do this?
Of course, it's a guy named Hunter that decides that this is a good idea.
Yeah.
But Hunter was sure, so they greenlit the idea. And to really drive the point home, Hunter wore a t-shirt and a mask with the Los Toros logo on it.
Okay.
And he took it a step further and got a tattoo artist to come by and tattoo the logo of the restaurant onto his arm while he was sitting in the bean dip.
Oh, wow.
Jeff, I'm kind of disappointed you didn't join in on this.
I think it's funny that he's a stunt person. That's not really, I mean, it's a stunt, but it's not something you need to be trained for professionally to sit in some bean dip.
Maybe this goes into the stunt part, because one of the biggest questions that people had was, you're sitting in this dip for 24 hours.
Right.
What are you going to do if you have to go to the bathroom?
Absolutely.
Just go, bro.
Well, Hunter thought of that. He said, quote, I do have a funnel that's connected to me right now.
No.
So anytime I have to go number one, it's connected to a bag that's attached to my body. But for number two, that's a different story.
Uh-oh.
He said, we'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, no, bro.
That's never a good plan.
His stunt was carried out, and it worked. Because he sat in the pool for the full 24 hours, the story got covered on the local news, and hundreds of customers came by to see Hunter, and they bought food to go.
Congratulations, Jeff.
I know.
Hunter just saved your favorite restaurant.
Yeah,
thank you, Hunter. But of course, this isn't the first time a business has used a weird PR stunt to generate a little bit extra money for themselves.
Yeah.
Let's go over some of the most recent PR stunts that made news.
Okay.
Back in 2018, the furniture company IKEA released a magazine ad that featured a crib, and it asked women, I'm being serious here, it asked them to pee on it. To pee on the page.
The bathroom stuff.
I don't know that IKEA liked it like that.
Why?
Well, because if they were pregnant, the ad supposedly revealed a hidden discount code. And it would give them a better deal on the crib.
So it's
it's like a free pregnancy test.
I mean, if you weren't planning it, you're like, I'm upset, but also thanks for the discount.
Yeah.
Afterwards, they actually received a Clio Award, which is one of the highest accolades in advertising.
It is really creative.
That's
pretty cool.
I mean, I can't believe that wins you an award.
Yeah,
If you don't like that idea, though, maybe this one will be more up your alley. This happened in 2009 in Germany.
Okay.
And so there they host an annual Frankfurt Book Fair.
Okay.
And one publishing company Eichborn Publishers wanted to get more people to come to their booth.
Right.
And so they came with this weird idea where they bought a giant swarm of flies.
Okay, already I'm not in.
What? Why are all these PR stunts so gross?
For real.
They attached little tiny tags onto the flies' backs, and then they released them. And the tags had the name of the company and the company's booth number on them. And so, I know nobody likes flies landing on them, but then again, no one's ever seen a fly with a little note attached to it before.
No, it's like a message in a bottle.
Yes. Billboard flies. Why haven't we thought of this for our show?
And the weird idea effectively got the attention that they were hoping for, and it generated a ton of interest in
that
publisher at the book fair.
Wow. Do you think Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning is too long to fit on the back of a fly?
I don't think a fly is low enough for us to do. We have to go lower than
maggot.
Yeah, some maggots. Some Brooke and Jeffrey maggots. There we go. And finally, this one might be my favorite. In Finland, there's an annual music festival called Rui's Rock.
Okay.
And one year, they launched a new taxi service to help promote it. If people wanted a free ride to the festival, all they had to do was hop aboard something called the Sing-Along Shuttle.
Oh my God, this sounds like something made for you, Jeffrey.
It's a self-driving car that's powered 100% by singing.
Whoa!
Oh my God, my car could work as that anyway. I'm a terrible singer, but in my car... It is the Brooke concert.
Dude, if they could have been a crying one, my car would be dude.
The thing is, if the singing ever stopped, so did the engine.
Whoa.
So you had to sing the entire time you were on board. The fairgoers did it, and they loved it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I love it.
Not for road trips. After a couple hours, you'd lose your voice.
Brooke's like, where's the lovemaking shuttle? I'll wait for that one.
Yeah, baby.
I'll get that one going.
Yeah. Text into 78592. Tell us, have you ever done or seen a weird PR stunt for a business? We want to hear about it. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.